daf vav and aleph in the course of the sugya, we dealt with whether schiras was kanya. And the Gemara paskin very clearly that schiras is not kanya. This is the maskana of the Gemara as well in Avodah Zarah of daf tesvav, that schiras is not kanya. What's the nafgamina of schiras not being kanya? One nafgamina was our sugya. In the end, it wasn't enough gamina because of lo yimatzei matzei lecha, but at least in a certain stage in Shaka Mataria, that even if I rent the guy my house, it's still a problem of lo yimatzei mivateichem, because schiras is not kanya, even if I rent it out, it's still my house. The other enough gamina that is true lamaskana is in terms of avodah zara, even if I rent a guy my house, it's still usher to have avodah zara brought into it because of losabi toeva el beitecha. It's still my house. The other enough gamina mentioned in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is Shvisas Behemto. Even if I rent my animal to a guy, it still can't work on Shabbos because it's still considered my animal. And they also have their discussion of Truma. Even if, well, there's two ways, but let's say one way, even if I rent my animal to a Kohen, can't feed the animal Truma because it's still my animal. So do we see that for purposes of whether something's owned by a Jew or by a guy, whether something's owned by me, someone else, by calling by Yisrael, we go by the owner, the landlord, or the owner, not the renter. That's Schiras Lokanya. Yes. Ligabe B'dika, they never brought in the issue of Kanya there because Lav Davka, that it depends who owns it, right? Meaning, the point there is it doesn't depend on whether Schiras is Kanya or not. It might depend on who the rabbanon put the tircha on, etc. So, you know, if you would assume that the owner of the house has to do bedika, then it would depend on skiras kanya. But then we don't have that assumption necessarily. So I don't think it's relevant. Now, all the Rishonim ask a famous stira from Bava Metzia, Daf Nanvav of the days, where Rabbi Zera asks whether there is an isser ona'a by skiras or not. Memkar Merchmana, well, Skir is only a sale. Skir is not a sale. Or maybe there's still an Isser of Ona'a. And, okay, if Abaye had said there's still an Isser of Ona'a, that wouldn't have proven anything. Maybe there's just an Isser of Ona'a on everything. But Abaye says to him, Miksiv Memkar Lola Memkar Stomachs. If it doesn't say a permanent Memkar, it says Memkar. Simchi Simkaru Memkar Lamisecha, Okonomi Adamisecha, Al Tonu Isher Sachiv. It does just says Memkar. Hainami Vyome Mechiru. Very clearly says Schiros is Mechira. And that's where the Rishonim all ask a Stira. How come the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Psachim concludes that Schiros is Lo Kanya, but yet the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that it is Mechira. It's not Mechira Lo Olam, but it is Mechira. Or if it's Mechira, it's Kinyan. If it's Kinyan, it's Mechira. Okay, that's the question of the Rishonim. And there are two or three answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos there says that, according to Tosfos on the daf there in Bava Metzia, is it really Mechira or is it not really Mechira? What does Tosfos think of really? Is it really a Kenyan or not, according to Tosfos? No. Really, Tosfos says it is not a Kenyan. But Yishlom the Hachyamanot says Memkar Miyutar, Lerabot Schirot. Right, it's really, it says Kisimkaru Memkar. Why does it have to say Simkaru Memkar? Could have said Kisimkaru. So there's extra words to be marbe, even though it's not a real mecher. Okay, that's not the pasuk shot of the Bar Metzia. That's a Tosos. So Tosos leans towards minimizing the ownership nature of Schiras. Schiras is not really ownership. Even though the Bar Metzia says it's ownership, it doesn't mean it. It just means there's a reway from an extra word in the pasuk. However, not everyone agrees to that. Some of the other Rishonim there, such as the Tosus Rush there in Bava Metzia, he has two answers. He says, first answer, he says, or rather, second answer is the same as Tosus. But what's the first answer? He says, it's not called owned by the Socher, so it is a Kenyan to use it, it's just not called his. Meaning, there is a Mechira. There is a Kenyan here, but that Kenyan is not full ownership. The Kenyan is l'shtamish v'okla yimei schirus. So that's how we answer the question, right? There is a Mechira. Just the Mechira is not that it's totally called, not that it's called his, not called Beis or Shel Socher. It's just a kinyan l'shtamish b'kol yemei schibruso. And the Meiri says similarly, maybe goes a little far further, says the Meiri, to answer this question, he says, ein elu konim ela l'dinei mamnos. The Meiri in Avodah Zarah, though, he says the same thing. Other places, ein elu konim ela l'dinei mamnos l'shtamish b'kol yemei shtel v'schibruso. The kinyan of schibruso is only for dinei mamnos, to use them for that time. But to change who the bailam is for the purpose of isurim, that doesn't work. So he's machalik between mamon and iser. Okay, the Meiri is very similar to the first answer of Tosfos Rosh. So now, I fully admit the fact there are two answers to this question could just be technical answers in terms of how they understand the drusha in Bav Metzia. Doesn't have to be a lumdish machlokas, but if there is a lumdish machlokas, anyway, it would fit in nicely, right? If here we have stira, bein avodah zarah slash psachim, and b'mitzia, here we have Tosos. Tosos says that it's not mechira, but it's a riboy hakasov. Right? It misvar, it's not included in Mechira, but it's a riboy akasav. That's the question. Misvar included in Mechira or riboy akasav? As opposed to the Tosfos Rosh in the Teretz Rishon says, no, it is Mechira. It is Mechira. It is Kinyan. Kanya Lishtam, it is Kinyan. It is Mechira and Kinyan. It's just not called. It is mechira and it is kanya l'shtamish kol yemei schiru. So it is mechira slash kinyan. Schiru really is kanya. It's just not to be called beso shel socher. There is a kinyan, but not enough to make it called his house. It's a partial kinyan, right? That's basically what he's saying. There is a partial kinyan. And the Meiri goes a little further, right? Says the Meiri, there is kinyan for mamonos, just not to be called beso shel socher for isurim. Okay, he says something very similar. I mean, there is some kinyan, it just doesn't go so far. It's not a full kinyan. He just draws the line mamonos versus isurim, which the Tosfos Rosh doesn't explicitly say mamonos versus isurim. Okay, the question is, what does this mean, right? What does this bring up? It also brings up, type of what is schiros? Schiros and she'ilah, we'll assume it's the same thing. You know, almost all the chorus anywhere. They're basically the same thing, just one you pay for, one you don't. Schiros is a funny bird, right? If I rent a house, it's not my house. But on the other hand, it is my house. I paid for it, right? It's not my house forever, that's clear. But it is my house now. I paid for it, right? Clearly, you know, I'm the balabais. And that's why the Gemara is specific whether Schiros is Tanya or not. We're not sure who it belongs to. So the question is, how do you magdir exactly what Schiros is? So just two radical approaches there's a Rishash. Did I put the Rishash here? No. It's in your standard from Rishash. No, I mean, I didn't put the text in the
Rishash. Yes, you did. It's on your record sheet.
Oh, it is? Okay, sorry. Thank you. I appreciate that. Right, because it was just, I took out one line. It's an interesting discussion. But one line, Schiros biyomei mechira huvu kumo mechira al tnai sheyachzi rena after close message ha schiros osetamos. Right? What does he say? He's something very radical. It's like a mechira. Oh, why do you have to give it back if it's mechira? Oh, it's a tnai that you give it back. He makes it sound like it's really a temporary mechira. You're really selling the karka. It's just a tnai that you have to give it back. Right? That sounds like it's a real kinyan haguf. Oh, if it's a kinyan haguf, why do you have to give it back? Oh, it's a kinyan haguf and the tnai that you have to give it back. So he makes it sound like it's really a kinyan haguf. A real mechira, just the tnai that you have to give it back. As opposed to the Ritva that I put on the new record sheet, it's a fascinating Ritva. The Ritva asked the following question. Anyone know, by the way, metaltolin? Let's talk about metaltolin. How are you kona metaltolin? Halacha l'maisa? Someone tell me. This is not meant to be a hard question.
Mashicha.
Hagbah and Mashicha. Right? Hagbah and Mashicha are the same thing for our purposes. The Gemara always calls it Mashicha, but they're the same general category. Yerkona b'Mashicha b'Hagbah. Okay, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara has a daya in Kiddushin that Rav Huna says, Hashol kardu mechaveiro. Right? I borrowed an axe from you. Then, bakavo kna'o lo, bakavo lo kna'o. When I kona the she'ela, what do you mean kona the she'ela? Before that, you can't take it back, right? If I say, can I borrow your axe? And you say, yes, you can change your mind, right? That's just deeper. There's no ma'ase kinyan. What's the ma'ase kinyan on borrowing? Bikia, I chop. So the Ritva wondered, why not Mashicha? Again, Mashicha really means Hagbah here. You don't pull an axe, you lift an axe, but they're used interchangeably. Why not Mashicha? After all, it's metamphalin. And what does the Ritva say? Why are you not coning the axe through Mashicha? Anyone? Because you're not, Mashicha is to be coning the axe, but you're not coning the axe. What are you coning when you borrow? Only
the use of the axe.
The use of the axe. And you can't do Mashicha on the usage of the axe. But how are you calling the usage of the axe? By using it. Using it is Kona usage. And even that, he says, only to Kona Rabban, because we don't actually have a mocker for that in the Chumash anywhere. Okay, but and he says, only to Kona Rabban, because they have to have some way of not making life flow smoothly. Meaning, what would the Daraisa level be of She'ela? I'll tell you the honest truth. I think there is none. I think he really thinks that there is no kinyan. Meaning, when you lend me something, you can always ask for it back. There is no kinyan that I'm kona the right to use it. What? No, we're not talking about Chiv Onsim. It's clear in the Shaklav Atariya that the Chiv Onsim starts before Bein Bakavo. We're not dealing with my chiyuv. We're dealing with your chiyuv. Meaning, we're not dealing with, because after all, Shomer Chinam acquires nothing, and yet is chayiv b'mshiyah. Shomer Sachar acquires nothing, is chayiv b'nei aveda. A shoal, even if he acquires nothing, it'd still be chayiv b'nei. We're just asking, and not whether the shoal is right to use it. Of course, I have the right to use it. You told me I could use it. The question is just, when do I acquire the right to use it? That if I borrow it for 3 days, you can't take it back. Midar I said never. Midrabanan mishas b'kia. Why? You could have said me the rice, but that's not it. You know, why? Because once I start being bokeya, it's really against takanas, tikkun olam, for you to be able to take it back from the middle of chopping a tree. How can you take back the axe? That ruined my whole business. I think me the rice is nothing. Me the rice, I just have to hope you don't change your mind. But why is it okay in the shicha? Because you're not kona anything, it's just a shtamsus. He says, but aren't you kona guflip hirosav? Don't we find something all over Shas? Something called guflip hirosav. That I only acquire the right to use it, but that right to use it is part of the guf hadavar. I acquire in the guf hadavar the right to the piros. So I'm really acquiring, aren't the piros part of the guf hadavar? That's what's called guflip hirosav, dekelip hirosav. Says the ritual of Furish, no, she'ela skiris is not Guf Lepirosov. He thinks Guf Lepirosov only applies to Karka in certain circumstances, and Guf Lepirosov, you're not Chayv and Onsen. It's a totally different Inyan. No, it's not even Guf Lepirosov. It's merely Ishtamshus. How am I Kona right to Ishtamshus? With Ishtamshus. Midrabanan, maybe Midaraisa never. Theoretically, someone could have said almost like the Ritva and said Midaraisa with Ishtamshus, just the Svara. Okay, but what is the Ritva very clear? The Ritva is very clearly saying that it's only Hishtamshus the Alma. And he even goes so far as to say that, and there's not even a kinyan on that. It's just like letting you. It's not, you're not acquiring anything. Meaning, Mamish, it's not a Mechira, not a kinyan, right? You're not acquiring anything. I'm just letting you. It's only Mirabonin you're acquiring, because there's no kinyan ha guf here. Now, that's what the Ritva says. This is very radical. What he's saying is that it's merely Tashmishim. There's no kinyan a guf bichlal. The Rishash says it's a kinyan of guf gomer with a tnai. Kinyan of guf gomer with a tnai. The Ritva says, no, it's not a kinyan of guf at all. All it is a kinyan of hishamshus. What's the interesting question in the Ritva? The interesting question in the Ritva is, as he points out at the end, what do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Huna? No, we pask Paskin, Kishem Sheteknu Mashicha Milkuchos, Kach Teknu Mashicha Vishomrim, the Gemara says. Common, other places. Right? So it's an interesting question. When we Paskin that there's Mashicha, the Ritva doesn't finish the thought, but you inquiring minds want to know, right? You're all thinking, we don't Paskin like Rafuna, we Paskin Teknu Mashicha. Teknu Mashicha is to come to Rabbanan, you know. Why do we Paskin Mashichas? We Paskin Mashicha. Why do we Paskin Mashicha? Do we Paskin Mashicha because, okay, let's stick with the Ritva's idea of the relationship between Mashicha and Nikia. That's Pashim Chagamara. We reject Rav Huna, we Paskin Mashicha. That's more said of Kama. We don't Paskin like Rav Huna because we Paskin Mashicha. Do we Paskin like Mashicha because Taka there is a Kinyan Aguf? Or, no, we admit that it's not a Kinyan Aguf, just as a Takana of Mashicha because they made a low plug in their Takana and that was their way of Tikkun Olam of being a Takana. So the Ritva's not so clear. But if we're asking, is there a Kinyan Haguf? What's the nature of Schirus? Here we have the Rishash says it's a Kinyan Gomer. Al Tanai. Yeah, let's say Kinyan Haguf Mash. Oh, why do I have to give it back? Oh, because it's Tanai, I have to give it back. You can have a Kinyan Haguf that you have to give back. The Ritva says, nope. Kinyan Tashmi. You know, it's Tashmishim. Mechilas Tashmishim. Without a Kinyan Aguf, right? I mean, you know, if you call it a Kinyan Tashmishim. Tashmishim without a Kinyan Aguf. The question which he leaves unanswered is, since we don't pass like Rav Huna, we paskin like whoever said, who said Kishem Shetiknu V'chule? The what? And other places, we pass like Rabbi Elazar, right? So, here's an interesting question. In right, still Mechilas Tashmishin, or no? Maybe it is some sort of Kinyan Aguf. If not a Kinyan Aguf Mamish, he has no half meaning of Kinyan Aguf Mamish. What's his half meaning? Kinyan Aguf Lippe Rosav. Right? Maybe it's a Kinyan Aguf Lippe Rosav. We don't know. He never says whether Lazar is arguing fundamentally about the deep oneness of She'ila and Schiras, or Rabbi Lazar is just saying that when they made a certain Takana for the Kukos, they made that Takana for Shomer also, just as easy to make the same Takana, and why not? We're not sure. The Rambam here, I admit, is exceedingly confusing. Right? This, you really need a year to figure out, or to not figure out. Shot in the Rambam, because the Rambam discussed this in many places, and every place he says something a little different. So that is very confusing, I admit. Meaning, I'm a very, you know, in years for Olam Klal, but, this very tough in the Rambam, right? So, in many places, he's very clear. It's just clear differently in different places, right? So, for example, in Mechira Perek Chav Gimel, at the beginning, right, he says, do we have all of these here? Let's see, Morty gives all of them. Yeah. Okay, so when he quotes the Gemara about Metziah, you can't be medayed too much. It says, Aschiris Mechira Bas Yoma. Schiris is Mechira Bas Yoma. That's just quoting Abaye. What exactly does he mean by that? Okay, I'm not going to build on that. He's just quoting the Lashon of Abaye. That can mean anything. However, in some other places, so for example, in Per Schiris Halacha Zion, the Rambam compares it to Mechira Lizman Kotzov. Okay? You can make a tnai in Schiras, just like in Mekach Memker, because it is Mechira Lizman Kotzov. Mechira Lizman Kotzov sounds like it's Mamash Kinyan Aguf, like the Rishash. Or at least very similar. And however, in Hilchos She'ilo Pikadim Regalav Halacha Hey, what does he say there? He says very clearly a different formulation. He compares She'ela to Matana and Schiras to Mechira, and he's talking about how Meshicha is Kone. How is Meshicha Kone? So he says Lokeach is Kone Kinyan Guf Olam. And Makab Matana is pinning Gufla Ulam without money. And the Socher is going to Gufla pay both of Azman Kotsu with money. And the Shal is going to Gufla both of Azman Kotsu without money. Okay. So there he says, can you Gufla pay both of? Meaning it is a Kenyan in the Guf, but not the whole Guf Hadavar, just the Guf Lip pay both of. And L'chora, that's what he means in Hilchos Kiryas Bar Zayin also, even though he calls it Mechir L'zman Kotsu. More places, Gufla pay both of, because also Mechir Chav Gimel, I think this is the most authoritative source. Why? Because in Mechir Perikav Gimel, it's really a very challenging, but very rewarding Perik. He goes through all the different types of semi-ownership and tries to define exactly what they all are in relation to each other. Like here it's not, all the others are sides. You know, he says, you want to know if Ona applies? Well, because it's like Mechira this way. You want to know if Tanai applies? Oh, it's like Mechira. You want to know if Meshicha applies? If Meshicha's Konex, it's like Mechira. But here he's not telling you, like, in the course of some other halacha, you want to know if it applies to Schiris and Sheila. He's telling you what are all the different things, ways, partial ways you can acquire things. So he says, Ermak the Adam of Gufla Peirosav, Bain the Mecher, Bain Matana, Bain Mashchimirav, Ainz the Mak the Dabrishlo Poliolam. Gufla Peirosav is not Dabrishlo Poliolam, right? That's classic Gufla Peirosav. It real Gufla Peirosav, not talking about Shimosh. It's talking about, I'm mapping my tree for the pears that grow from it. You get the pears that grow from my tree. It's a Darvish Lepolion, pears haven't grown yet. No, sir, Gof Matzo, you mack the pears. I'm not being mapped the pears that'll grow. Be mapped the right in the tree, the chelik, the Gofa tree, that you get the pears. Hold on, as a dome. What does he compare it to? The soker by so subtle chaberus, lo hekin lo gof, ala nasa gof. What was I mapped you? Not the gof, but the hanasa gof. And here it's a funny comparison, because he said, "Your makne gufla peirosav." That's like socher bayis osadeh, where you weren't makne the guf; you were just makne hanasa guf. But he didn't say like you're makne the guf for its hana. So this Rambam is very confusing. On the one hand, he says, "Lamaze doma, it's doma. Gufla peirosav is like sheilus chiras." Then when he describes them, he doesn't make them so doma. This is guf lip peirosav. This is lo hikno la guf ela hanasa guf. He doesn't say ela hikno ha guf lip shimusha. So on the one hand, he compares it to Gufla Peirosav. On the other hand, he doesn't use the same language. And then later on, in Halacha Chester, he says, Mahefresh Yish Ben Akona Sadu Gufla Peirosav and Sofas Dada Chavir. What is the practical difference between Gufla Peirosav and Schimas? There's clearly a practical difference between Mayim. They're not the same thing. Shakona Sadu Gufla Peirosav Yish Lola Natao Lizara Kos Manchi Yirso Lola Vira Vasofra Eno Kink Moshi Barmi Nes Schimas. Someone who buys a Sadu Peirosav can do whatever he wants. A Socher can't. The Socher has to tend it in the normal way, which you can find in Hilchos. And the Kona Gufla Peirosav can sell it to someone else. The Socher cannot rent it out to someone else. So clearly, Skiris here is weaker than Gufla Peirosav. And here's where I admit it's, that's why I'm very confused about the Rambam. Again, if you do all the Rambams in brackets, you know, first he says it's a Mechir L'zman Kotsov. Then he says it's kana guf lepeirosav, so it's a temporary mechira. It's a mechira's guf lepeirosav. And then in Hilchos Mechira Perichav Gimel, when he's actually trying to define his terms, he says it's dome at a guf lepeirosav, but yet it's not guf lepeirosav, because you don't have the same rights. You can't do whatever you want. You can't sublet it. You know, you have a lot of restrictions. And he says, shlo hitnu lo guf ela hanasa guf.
Simply because it's only in the period of Zman Katsav, so that comes along with certain limitations in your rights. In other words, since it's going to go back to somebody else, you can't just ruin it, and you can't just give it to someone else. Maybe he doesn't want you to give it to someone else.
Okay, let me say what you're saying more generally. He's saying it's a Gufla Peirosav, and when he keeps differentiating, he means it's a Gufla Peirosav with maybe an Omdana that you have certain restrictions. It's fundamentally Gufla Peirosav, it's just when I say Gufla Peirosav, the Omdana is that I let you do X, Y, and Z, when I say Schiris, the Omdana is that I don't. But it's in the realm of Gufla Peirosav, just, you know, within Gufla Peirosav, there's 8 different ways that you can be master between yourselves the exact details, and you don't always have to be master. Sometimes they're implicit. Okay, that is, I think, maybe the most partial way of reading the Rambam. But I, and then it would match the other Rambams better. Although, you know, you wonder if maybe the other Rambams are a little lavdafka, and maybe with Rambam it's domeh. But it's domeh to Gufta Perusov. But it's not really the same, because after all, you can't sell it. Why can't you sell it? Maybe because you haven't really acquired something. You can't do whatever you want, and maybe it's just a tzai. Whatever. So it's not so clear to me. The Rambam, I admit, I wish I had like a pasuk shot that makes all the Rambams flow very smoothly. I do not. I don't know, maybe Daniil, check with your ancestors if they have Masorah from the Rambam. But let's say in the Rambam, it's not so clear, right? He might be saying, Gof Lepebrosov, or maybe, no, somehow it's less than Gof Lepebrosov. Somehow it's less than Gof Lepebrosov. He doesn't literally mean it's a kid of Gof Lepebrosov. Rather, what he means is that you're acquiring certain tashmishim. You're acquiring certain tashmishim. And that's not, it's not a Dovr Shel Boli Olam. You're not acquiring the payrolls that will come in the future. You're acquiring the shemesh as of now. And that way it's similar. You're acquiring something now. So maybe it's also just a kinyan tashmishim. Very unclear in the Rambam. I don't have, you know, it's hard to say for sure what the Rambam holds. If I had to pick, you know, if you told me I had to, I had one choice, I would go. I would go with Yaakov. But it's not 100% clear. What do we see here? We see here there are very, very different ways to understand the nature of schiras. Schiras lo kanya. What does schiras lo kanya mean? Doesn't mean itaka is kanya. It's just not kanya forever. In which case, we knew that already. So it doesn't mean no. Itaka is kanya. Just since not kanya forever, that doesn't count for iser purposes. Or does it mean, no, you're not Kanya the whole thing, but you're Kanya the Guf Lepebro itself? Or does it mean, no, you're not Kona the Guf at all, it's just a Kenya of Tashmishin? Right? We're not sure. So let us just point out that that this seems to be a machlokis all over Shas and Shulchan Aruch. How do we view Schiras? Do we view Schiras as a real Kenyan? It's clearly some sort of kinyan of some sort, at least on the Drabbanan level, at the very least, even at least pick the Mashiach, right? But do we view it as some sort of kinyan in the Guf Hadavar, or is it not a kinyan in the Guf Hadavar? So let me just, I could have done better here. Let's just say here, what's the nature of Schiras? Do we say Schiras is a kinyan haguf mamish, like the shash, and like the Rambam sounds, although he can't really mean this. No, that's like, I don't know what value it is to point out how the Rambam sounds, because this is clearly the outlying Rambam, but, you know, the Rambam sounds, it can't be. The Rambam sounds this way in Schiras Perek Zayin, Schiras Mechira Lezman Kotzofi, right? And maybe a little mechira per gimel, schiras mechira bas yomahi, right? It sounds that way in two Rambams, but I don't know what to make of that. Mashmabos the Rambam in schiras Zion Aleph and mechira something something yud gimel yud Zion, but it's hard to know what to make of that. Or do we say that's going very radical? No, it's mamish akinyan guf. This is clearly the Havamina of the Ritva, right? And maybe that's what the Ritva thinks of Rabbi Elazar, but we can't say for sure yet. Right, fascinatingly, Schiras is a, the Ram Silcha Schiras is a very funny bird. It's not even with She'ela, right? There's She'ela Pikadon, and there is Schiras. Right, very meaning it's not with Hilchos Mechira, right? Which would be, you know, there's no Hilchos Kinyan. It's not with Hilchos Mechira, right? Which you might have thought it could be. But it's also not with She'ilu Pikadon, which is funny, like, you know. It's in Schiras, which I admit is a very, maybe really we need to think about a little more. Why is there Hilchos Schiras, which has nothing with She'ilu Pikadon? Now, I understand, because Hilchos Schiras includes Schiras Pa'alim, right? But that doesn't really answer the question. So why is schiras of objects together with schiras polem, right? So because schiras polem, I owe you a service for your money. And schiras also, I owe you a service for your money. We have to. I have to figure out exactly what I think about that. That's a very, very, that's something I should have thought about more. It's not Hilchos Mechira, but why is it also not Hilchos Shela V'Kadon is fascinating. Because Shela V'Kadon is about the responsibilities of the Shomer more. Hilchos Chiras is less about the responsibilities of the Shomer, more about the rights you've acquired with your money and the obligations that imposes on both parties in this relationship. But it's not Mechira, right? Just like Schiras Polem, it's hard to say I'm selling myself to you. Okay, there are even some Makoros that compare, a Pol to an Eved, et cetera, and there's a Gemara that says a Pol is not an Eved, which I guess implies that one could have thought about them together. But we all know that when I take a job, you don't mamish own me. So what does that imply? Maybe that implies that Sphiros is just a unique kind of relationship, like Sphiros Polem, with mutual obligations. And it's not primarily about a kinyan. Maybe that's where it's like going. You're saying it's not even safer kinyan, it's a safer mishpatim. It's not even safer kinyan, it's a safer mishpatim. Right, right. Now, even though Schiras does come up in Chirich of Gimel, but that's also more as a comparison and a foil, not that that's directly what he's discussing. Chav Gimel is really about Guf Pirosa. He's comparing to everything else in the world. So that's interesting. So Schiras in Mishpatim, it's not in Kinyan, meaning maybe for the Rama, Schiras is not fundamentally a type of Kinyan. It's not fundamentally that I'm buying this. And maybe that's why he keeps calling it different things and it doesn't fit into any neat categories. That's what Yitzchak's really saying. How come the Rambam keeps being so sure himself and it doesn't fall into any neat category of Kinyan? Maybe because for the Rambam, throw a curveball. Schiras is not really a Kinyan. Schiras is a different type of relationship. There are different psukim about Schiras. Like, for example, if I rent you even a car or a house, there's a lav of halanas sachar. Right, of delaying payment, etc., which is funny because that's not true if I sell you something, right? It's more of a relationship. So that is something that and what does that mean in terms of what I own? Maybe it just needs its own terms. Okay, that I really have to think about. This is the Havim of the Rifa. So let's see what we can fit this in. And this is the Mashmos of the Rambam. But you're absolutely right, Yitzchak. I think you really have hit the nail on the head, I must admit. In She'ela Upikadon Aleph Hey. She'ela Upikadon Aleph Hey. And in Mechirach, maybe Chaf Gimel Aleph with an asterisk because, it does and doesn't sound that way. Or maybe what we're saying is, it's just a Kinyan Tashmishim, right? I'm even reluctant to call it a bit of a Kinyan, but certainly you've gotten the right to Tashmishim. It's a chus, maybe you call it as a chus, maybe you call it Mechila Shibut is the lashon some of the other Rishonim and Achronim use, right? It's merely Tashmishim. There's no Kinyan Agof Bechlal. This is the Ritva, the Fachos, at least, the Dasar of Huna. If you just told me I had to bet, pick one side and bet, I bet you'd say that Ferber Lazar also. Ferber Lazar just thinks they made a takana. But go no. There's no way to know for sure. Hinted at in the Rambam, Mechirich of Gimel, that maybe it's less than. Maybe it's Mashma in the Rambam, Mechira, Perek of Gimel. But it's hard to tell. And what Yitzhak is saying, and this I have to figure out how to process, Yitzhak is throwing a curveball and saying, you know why the Rambam doesn't make any sense, and he keeps being sosur himself and saying different things, because Sechiras is not a regular Mechira of any of these types. It's a different kind of relationship called Sechiras, same as if I work for you. If I work for you, it's not that I've sold my work to you, not that I've sold myself to you, not that I've sold the right in myself to you. It's a different relationship called Sechiras, which is safe for Mishpatim, not safe for Kenyan, as you point out. Just like a Shomer Sachar. It's not any type of kinyan, it's just a relationship. So Sechiras is a very different kind of relationship. It's not Hilchos Bikalim. It's in Hilchos Sechiras. But the Sechiras relationship, and maybe we could throw She'ela in there also, or maybe not, because She'ela is with Bikalim, Yesh La'ayin, is, you know, it obviously has nafkaminas of rights, but it's not a kinyan a gufla pegrosov either. It is some sort of relationship. You know, which means that, you know, the Rambam, you know, it's hard to put him in a box as to exactly what that ends up looking like. But okay, we have to think about that. Let's just run through some nafgaminas, right? What could be some nafgaminas of how seriously we view Sechiras? So one nafgamina we're ready to put on the board here, right, is the question of the stira sasugios. Right? What do you do with the stira that we started with between us and Bab Metzia? If you say that it's not really much of a kinyan at all, then it would be easy to say like Tosfos. It's a Riboy HaKosov. You're right, I didn't really sell anything. But it's a Riboy HaKosov. It's not really Mechira Liyome. It's a Riboy HaKosov. It's close enough to a Mechira Liyome. It looks a little like a Mechira Liyome that's included in the Pasuk. A real Mechira Liyome wouldn't need to be in the Pasuk. Okay, but if you say that and it's a real Kenyan of Gov, then I think you'd have to say, like the Me'iri, that it's a Kenyan L'Inyan Mamonos, but not for Isurim. Why? Because Isurim follow the permanent owner, not the temporary owner. Okay, it's a Chiddush in Isurim. Even though you really own it, you mamish own it. When I rent you my house, and I sign a lease for 12 months, you mamish own it for 12 months in Dinyan Mamonos. But when it comes to Isurim, you don't own it for 12 months because Isurim goes by the permanent owner, not the temporary owner. Okay, if you're talking about a Kenyan Guf LePeirosav, then I think you could, you could say like the perhaps Tosus Rush Deya Aleph, right? That what do you have? It's to repeat his lashon. His lashon is that Kanya Lishtamish will call you basically Russo, but not to be called Basil Shol Socher. It's not your bias Ligamri. No, it's only your bias Ligam Peirosov. Right? That Kenya Lishtamish Bo, the low Likari Beso, or I think you could really say any of the answers could really fit this. I think any of the answers could. If it's Guf Peirosov, it's sort of so in the middle that you could say, well, Guf Peirosov is a total Kenyan, but it doesn't help for Isser. Or like Guf Peirosov is not a real Kenyan on the whole thing, it's just a Riga Kosov. I think any of the answers could work there. Let's talk about some Tachlis Nafkaminas. The biggest Nafkaminas, the famous Machlokas Rambam Ravid, about Kenyan Chatzer. If a $100 bill lands in the Chatzer, who owns it? Who is the Chatzer Kone for? Right? That is a famous Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Says the Rambam very clearly. And here the Rambam is betraying a more minimalist orientation. Although, I know you're all going to say this to me, so I'll just say it now. Whenever we say it's a nafgamina l'inyan this, we have a Machlokas and Kinyan Chatzer. The Machlokas and Kinyan Chatzer, right? Chatzer that Sachar could be about one of two things. And who did any of those been anything? They could be arguing about Kenyan Chatzer, the nature of Kenyan Chatzer. Like, does Kenyan Chatzer depend on ownership or depend on being there? Or they could be arguing about the nature of Sechiras, right? Whatever you have, the Sechiras have Kenyan Chatzer. So you could say every single nafgamina, they really could be agreeing about Sechiras or arguing about something else. And I know that. But it could be that they're arguing about Sechiras, and we'll see some Achronim interpret that way explicitly, right? So the Rav Zalman Machlokes Rambam Ravid, it says the Rambam that the Gemara has a whole discussion. If I rent your field or your lot or your yard, whatever, to keep my animals, then all the zevel, all the manure that the animals make is mine. But what if, that's just comes from my animals, but what about me'alma? What about Snam? Another animal comes and leaves a present in my, I mean, nowadays you wouldn't want that present, but in those days it was valuable for agriculture, leaves a present in my field, says the Rambam, very explicit, Chatzera shel adam kona shel midaito, afabi shiskor b'yanacherim. The chatzer is kona for the owner, even though he rented it out. If I rent out my apartment to someone, I rent out an apartment to someone, and, you know, I don't know, a diamond gets blown in the window by the wind, and you can't find the owner, and the owner's besieged, et cetera, et cetera, then I get the diamond, not the tenant. And the Ravid says, that is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Dabar Ze'enim Chuvar, Shari B'Gemara. Okay, then he brings down the rice of the Gemara. You could tie it this way, you could tie it that way. He's a big rice, Sokhar's Makomo. All over Shas, whenever I want to give you something, I rent you this land under it, and that way I give it to you. That shows that a chatzer that's Sokhar is kona for the Sokhar, not for the Bailam. That's his big rye against the Rambam. Okay, we're not going to get into it, but there's two ways out of that raya. Number one, many Rishonim say that's not a kinyan chatzer, that's called a kinyan mashicha. Ah, you didn't pull it from one rishus to another rishus? Yeah, but if you leave it the same and pull the rishus from one person to another person, that counts as pulling, and it's kinyan mashicha, nothing with kinyan chatzer. It's also possible there might be a difference between being kona a third party's object and a kinyan between the tenant and the landlord. The landlord can be mapped to the tenant through kinyan chatzer. But a third party's objects go to the landlord. Okay, so the Rambam can defend himself, not to worry. The Rambam can sleep at night here. But here's a fundamental machlokes. Who gets the kinyan chatzer? Who's the owner? Klape kinyan chatzer. The Rambam says the Bailam is the owner, and the Ravid says the Sokhar is the owner. Again, they could be arguing kinyan chatzer, but they could be arguing about this Chakira. The Rambam says the Sokhar is not a real owner, and the Ravid says that the Sokhar is a real owner. Who interprets it this way? If you look in the Shach, the Shach here quotes Beis Yosef. It's funny, you know, we're not thinking with Machaber. Machaber goes by the most authoritative sources. But let's talk about Beis Yosef, who's discussing the Svara. The Shach quotes Beis Yosef, and what does Beis Yosef say? One second, what does Beis Yosef say? Leni and Dina near Ikkar Rambam says the Shach, etc., 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 etc. Amasha Tama Beis Yosef, the Schiris Leome Memkar, who? Ah, the Beis Yosef said, how can it be? Mavansiyah, Schiris Leome is Memkar. Meaning, here it's great, he starts large students. What does Beis Yosef say? No, it can't be the Rambam's right. Now, Halach Lamaisa, he doesn't have the chutzpah to argue on the Rambam. But Bismari, he says, the Ravid's right. Because Schiris is Mechira. What does the Shach answer back to him? You think Schiris Leome Memkar, who? You forgot Tosso supported Schiris from Schiris Lokanya. And Tosso said it was only Reba Yakasav, and it wasn't really Memkar Leome. So basically, what did the Beis Yosef and the Shach say? You know, the Shach say that the machlok, that who's kona kinyan chatzer, depends on what you think about the relationship between Sachem versus Bat Metziah. If you take Bat Metziah seriously, men for Leome, and you'll get rid of Sfiris Tanya by saying the name Yisuren, then the tenant is the owner, and the $100 bill goes to the tenant. But if you say like Tosfos, no, really, Sfiris Lokanya. I'm a Chir Leome just is an exaggerated, flowery language of a Rebo Yakasov, then it really be, meaning, what is it? I'm saying the Shach Beis Yosef understand this machlok because it's totally on the skibus longus, not kinyan chatzer longus. Right? So let's make another nafkamina. Nafkamina is who is kona with kinyan chatzer? Who is kona with kinyan chatzer? If you say it's mamash kinyan chatzer, then obviously the sokher would be kona. If you say, no, just you have Tashmisha, but you don't actually own anything, the master is Kona. Okay. Yesh L'ayin. Yesh L'ayin, exactly, you know, what that partial ownership, how that would work out. And how do I know that at least the Achronim think that this is not, this is the Shita of the right. This is the Shita of the Rambam. How do I know that at least the Achronim think the Nekudas Machlok is not about Kinyan Chatzer, but it's about Schiras? Because the Beis Yosef says, what does the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef says, no, this goes back to, he says the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, he brings a Hochacha, me, a
of Metzia Nun Vav Amid Beis Kipshuto, that it's really material Yomim. And what does the Shach say? The Shach says no. The Shach brings a proof from Tosfos in Bav Metzia that it's a Riboy Akasov. Right? So they think that whether you take, basically, whether you take the Gemara Metzia more seriously, or the Gemara Pesachim more seriously, the Beis Yosef takes the Gemara Metzia more seriously, says, no, it really belongs to the Socher. The Socher gets $100 bill. The Shach takes the Gemara Pesachim more seriously and says, that's just a rebate of Kassav, Skiris Lokanya, so the Masker gets the $100 bill. So they view this as strict nafgamina. We'll see the Beis Yosef and Shach are pretty good with Shittasa. What's another machlokas? Another interesting machlokas is, what happens if I rent, if so, Reuven rents your apartment and he dies. Reuven rents the apartment and he dies. Yeah?
Just a question. Could you have said that maybe in Kippur, that it's a machlokas that's Spiris, but even if Spiris is Kones, so maybe they both
could
be Kones. That's possible.
But you have to pick who's Kones. Maybe they both theoretically could be, but if $100 bill floats in, which of them gets it? You still have to pick. You could have said 50-50, that's not a shita. I mean, you're right, it could be that if they agree between them, I'm giving to you or you're giving to me, yeah, sure. But when push comes to shove, who wins? Right? Here's another great nafkamina. What if Reuven rents your apartment for 12 months and he dies halfway through? That's the big discussion of Rishonim based on the Rashba here. Shulchan Aruch explains this. Does he have to pay the full rent? Does he have to pay the full rent? Okay. Meaning he doesn't have to pay anything. Does his estate have to pay the full rent? Right. On the one hand, he made a transaction. He rented it for 12 months. Why should he not have to pay? On the other hand, no, he wanted to get 12 months worth of living in it, and he didn't get 12 months worth of living in it. And if you look at it, what's the assumption here? You need a lot of assumptions. The assumptions is, Baal Bayis Havei Kepoel V'Havei Le'Vahasnos, says the Mordechai. No, this is like a poel, someone who provides services. If I provide services, then if the client dies, I don't get paid. I should have made a condition. I should have said I want to get paid whether you live or die. Okay, basically, a service provider, it's his job to specify, and if he doesn't specify, then he only gets paid for the services he provides. However, Yesh Cholkin, the Rashba. What's the Yesod of this Machlokas Mordechai and Rashba? Now, there could be many ways to analyze this, but if you look in the Shach here, what does the Shach say? Says the Shach, let me just find the quote of the Ilanian Dina nearly Iker Maharam. Maharam is a Mordechai. Gafgav base Yosef, so Simon base Pasakar Rashba, Balok Maharam, another Machloka Shach, base Yosef. The Shach wants to go with the Maharam, which is called the Mordechai in the parentheses, and the base Yosef wants to go with the Rashba. Again, the Beis Yosef's like the Rashi, the Yosef keeps harping on the Schiris L'Yomah Memkarhu. And what does the Shach keep harping on? L'shitase, clearly Shitase. Beis Yosef says, I'm posking everything based on Schiris L'Yomah Memkarhu. What about Schiris L'Kanya? I don't care, I'm ignoring that. That's probably just for Yisur, I'm adding. What does the Shach keep saying? Tosos, Perigazot, Nevav, and Beis. What are you talking about? How about Tosos? Tosos is not really Memkarhu L'Yomah. Meaning the exact same machlokas in the Yosef and the Shach. Again, you could have analyzed what's the basis of the machlokas, whether the guy has to pay rent if he dies in the middle, right? Whether his estate has to pay. You could have analyzed this in a gazillion ways, I admit, right? A guy rents a house for a year, dies in the middle, does he have to pay for the next 6 months? But how do the Yosef and the Shach analyze it? As a machlokas and Chakir and Skiris, right? How about Mace, Socher, the Emsa, Kufat Haskirut. Right? How do you look at it like this? If you see renting as buying, then let's say a guy, he buys a He buys what lasts a certain amount of time. I don't know. He buys a bicycle. It's supposed to last 10 years. And then he dies 2 years later. Can he say, I want 80% of my money refunded? Say, no, you bought something. Whether you use it or not is your problem, right? I mean, when you buy something, you spend money, you bought something. What happens from then on is not anyone's problem. On the other hand, when I hire a service provider and I say, you know, a guy says, okay, I'd like you to mow my lawn for 10 years. If the guy dies, then it's butel and butel, right? So what happens when you rent a house? Is that like buying a house? I bought it for 12 months, not bought it forever. But when you buy something, you bought it. You can't ask for a refund because it didn't work out or even because you died. But on the other hand, if you didn't buy a house, no, you merely are buying the right to use the house. Now, hold on a second. Every day is a new right to use the house. I'm agreeing. As long as I use the house, I'm paying. If I'm really just getting a right of usage, then every day is a new right of usage. I got the right of usage today, but I didn't get the right of usage tomorrow because Reuven got the right of usage today. He didn't get the right of usage tomorrow because he was dead. He couldn't get a right of usage when he's dead. But if your mom's buying something, then he bought it. Right? If you buy a guf hadavar and die, it's still your guf hadavar. It's just part of your Rusha. If you agree to pay for usage of something, then after you die, you can't use it anymore. And that's, you didn't have that alive. That's exactly what the Shachar Beis Yosef say. What do we say here? Here we say that the Rashba says that, Kevan Shekana Meshalem Kol Haschiris Afal P Shemes. Well, what does the Maharam say / Mordechai? He says, no, Kipoel. Ain't no Meshalem Achar Misa. Kimo Poel. I don't mean the tenant is like a worker. I mean the landlord's like a worker, right? I hired the landlord to provide a service of housing me. And says the Beis Yosef, that's because of Metzia Nunfava Beis Kipshuto. No, it really is Mechira. All Lokanya? He's not interested in Lokanya. You want to know what's Lokanya? I'll give you an email. I'll give you first initials rush. I'll work it out somehow. Well, what does the Shach say? Here the Shach again says, nope. His Hochacha is from Tosos Abba Metzia. That really it's not a Mechira. So here we also, Lechori, even if it's Goth Lepir, also, once you bought it, right? So here also we see that Beis Yosef and Shach are very sharp with Shitasam. The Shach thinks the Yesod is Sirus Lokanya, which is the Yesod of Tosos Abba Metzia. Ignore Mechira Leyome, Sirus Lokanya. Beis Yosef says ignore Sirus Lokanya. It's Mechira Leyome. Another place we see this coming up, although here the Shach and Beis Yosef don't happen to work out. But the interesting question of can the owner, there's a big sugya, many rayas back and forth, can the owner sell or be makdish the rented out property? Right? I rent you my house. You're living in my house. Can I sell it? Or even worse, can I be makdish it? Right? Then get you into all kinds of heebie-jeebie nervousness. Right? So on the one hand, I own it. On the other hand, you know, after all, can I sell or be makdish anything I own? Someone quote me Rabbi Yochanan from Baba Kama. Zelfishenoshuso. No, something's mamish out of my rishos, even though I own it, I can't be makdish it or sell it. So that's an interesting question. If I rent it to you, is it in my rishos? Is it out of my rishos? Right? The example there is something stolen. That doesn't seem to be revelatory either way. Right? Something stolen, that's a different story. Here, nothing stolen. I just rented it to you. So is my bailus pogum and I can't rent it out or sell it? Or is my bailus shali and I can rent it out or sell it? That's a good question, no? So what do we see here? So, I mean, there's a million makoros. What did I tell you to look at here? Tosos. Okay. Tosos is pretty consistent, I think, throughout Shas. Tosos is pretty consistent throughout Shas. Says Tosos, Mashma de Yochol Odom Limkor Masha Hisker Biarachirim. Behind master perkel umr stol dim hik the shamasker sabayas in a soker rashi lodger bo yoser vim darbo vim darbo mal. Okay, what does he say? He says, Mashra, I can sell you something that I rent. I can sell something I rented out to you. Not only that, I can be makdish something I rented out to you. Not only that, once I'm makdish something I rented out to you, you can't live there anymore. Which is like pulling a nasty trick, right? Really, I rented out to you. I can't renege on the rental. But I can't renege on the rental. Kashem Sheh Karkanik, Kesh Shara Chazaka, Kashir is Karkanik, Kesh Shara Chazaka, as Toso shrine against Rashi and Daftal. But I can be makdish it. And Tos explains, even though when I'm makdish it, I can't take away your zuchus to use it. But nonetheless, once I'm makdish it, it's hektish and you have a little zuchus, but it's all mixed together and any floorboard you step on is mixed together of your zuchus and hektish zuchus. So, out the chumra mi'ila, I mean it's a chumra. Out the nature of the chumra mi'ila, you can't use it. Okay, Tos says, I can sell the house out from under you. Okay, if I sell the house out from under you, the guy might have to let you stay on your lease. Or it can be makdish the house from under you, and then Hektish has to let you stay on your lease. But you can't, because like the Chefza is too kadosh. Chefza, Hektish has no right to kick you out. But it doesn't matter, the kedusha of the Chefza prevents you from living there. That's Tosfos' talk. That's Tosfos. However, not everyone agrees with Tosfos. If you look at Rabbeinu Yerucham that I quoted, here, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, etc., 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 Kaswa Tosfos, etc., 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 V'arash b'kasha v'shem arav Rabbeinu Yonah, the low kitcha klal Tosmana. It's not kodesh at all, Tosmana. Why? The harish kimechurhi. It's la malva, chief dena. The, says the Rashba, that quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not kodesh at all during the Zaman, right? Because it's sold to someone else until the Zaman ends, or I redeem it back. Okay, says the Rashba. Here we have Machlokas Tosas and Rashba. Tosa says, I can be makdish from under you. Rashba says, I can't because it's like it's sold to you. Okay, what's the basis of that Machlokas? Right? Again, you could say they have some Machlokas of a hektish, but the simple shot is, what about him hamaskir yochol lahaktish? Okay, for Lindor. Right? Which, lachor, we assume, go together, although, you know, when going, says the Rashba here, what would you expect Tosos to say? Tosos are the ones who say, now again, it's always hard to say what Tosos means, you never know who's talking, but Tosos are the ones who say it's only a way of cost, it's really not Mechir at all. And even Tosa Rush has one day it's not Mechir at all, right? I mean, every single Tosus and Shas of all the versions and all the Masechtos either just say it's a Rebbe Akasim, it's not a Mechir at all, or have two answers and one of them is that it's Rebbe Akasim. So Tosa definitely is on the side of saying it's not a real Bibus, it's not a real Mechir. So Tosa says, if I rented you my house, you don't really own it. If you don't really own it, I could be Makdish it. And that's exactly what Tosa says. That works well. Tosos works well, says Tosos. That yachol lahakdisho, and that's inka l'shitasa. You don't need a shach to tell you here that works well for Tosas. And the Rashba, I think, also works well because what Beis Yosef called the Rashba's main rhyme is Mechir Leone, and he ignores Skiris Lokanya. Then what should the Rashba say? The Rashba should say that. Says the Rashba. I think the Rashba say no. Ain't no yachol lahakdish kol yemei haskiras. And why? He says, because it's mechura he biyata, right? It's sold to someone else. If it's sold to someone else, we're not denying my ownership. But once it's sold to someone else, that limits my rights, right? And what's the lashon? He says, nicha mishitase ukide hisbir. Right? It's sold. Why? Because he really thinks it's a real mechira. Okay, so here also we see the Rashba's and Tosfos line up, the Shach's and the Yosef's line up mostly. You could throw in a few other nafkaminas as well. There's a big, I'll just mention two other issues we could bring up, although I might have to erase some of the board. Some of the board is redundant here, so it's really not the end of the world, from some of the Makoros in brackets. What could some other nafkaminas be? Some other nafkaminas could be a fascinating machlokas. What if you lend me something, or rent me something, and I'm mochel? What if I'm mochel? Interesting question. Let's just give some examples. If you owe me $10 and I'm mochel, is that valid? Is the mechila effective? Yes, because you just owe me. I can be mochel. What if I own this watch and I'm mochel to you? Is that effective? No, because mechila doesn't work for someone who mamish owns something. It only works for someone who owes someone who has a right to something. If I have the right to something, I can be mochel. I can't be mochel at the end. That's the accepted assumption. Right, 99.9% of all Rishonim Nachron. Okay, can I be mochel my she'ela b'schiros? I borrowed the axe from you for 30 days, or I rented the axe from you for 30 days. Can I say I'm mochel and take it back? I mean, I can say whatever I want. The question is, like, if I say I'm mochel and then I change my mind, right? Was the mechila toface? Obviously, anyone can make any arrangements they want, but as long as both parties are happy, no one did nothing wrong. The question is, if I am mochelit, is that toface and that's it? Now I lost my rights? Or even if I'm mochelit, no, I can still decide to keep it. Does mechila work or not? So, says the Rivash, mechila doesn't work. And says the Machne Ephraim that Mechira does work. Says the Machne Ephraim that Mechira does work. Here it is. Misha Sachar Baisa Efzik Ba. And he sees, changes his mind. He says, I don't want the house. I'm a stalik from it. Right? Is that a valid Mechira? Does he lose his achus? Says, you would think. You would think that since he has a Kenyan guf l'peirosav, you can't give up a Kenyan guf l'peirosav through mechila, because it's a real Kenyan. And the Rivash says that mechila doesn't work. But what is the Machne Ephraim think? Since the guf habayis belongs to the maskir, as long as he is misalik, that works. Okay, so here we have a fascinating machlokas. What about Mechilas or Siluk Shel Hasocher? Does that lose his rights or not? If you would assume it's Mamish Kinyan Aguf, then Vada, you should say that Lomahani, right? Lomahani. And that's the Shita of the Rivash. And even if you say Guf, if you say no, just as a chosai for Tashmishan, then you should for sure say Mahani. And that's you see the Machne Ephraim. What's tricky is what if it's Guf L'Peiro Sav? The Machne Ephraim says at first, and that's what it sounds like in the Rivash itself, that you would think if it's Guf L'Peiro Sav Lo Mahani, and this is actually the Rivash itself, do you first use that language? I don't remember if the Rivash himself used that language. That's Shita of the Rivash. No, he doesn't use that exact language. And the Machne Ephraim Behavamina at first, right? He says it's Guf L'Peiro Sav. He can be Mochel Guf L'Peiro Sav. It's not clear. It's not clear exactly what Maskal and Machne Ephraim maybe will try to prove, right? Maybe you could say no, for Guf L'Peiro Sav Mechila will work. Because since just guf l'peirosav, and this guy has the guf, I can be mistalik, maybe don't call it mechila, call it a siluk. Maybe if this guy owns the chefta and I have a little in the chefta, maybe I can just remove myself and his ownership takes over. And maybe that would be the shita of the Machne Ephraim. So it's not clear whether the Machne Ephraim is saying it's not guf l'peirosav, or he's saying it is guf l'peirosav, but nonetheless, I think that maybe don't call it mechila, call it siluk, but guf l'peirosav, maybe stam, you can't just give up your guf l'peirosav by saying so. But if the other guy has the guf mamish, then his guf overwhelms your guf l'peirosav. If you are mistalik, you're hitnagdut. There's another Machne Ephraim that has another fascinating question, which is, what about, this is the classic machlokes for everything for your Yeshivish fellow, what about ger shemeis ve'eino yorshim? Right? What about ger shesachar v'meis? A ger rents a bicycle and dies without yorshim. Does the bicycle automatically go back to the owner? or no. The guy rented a bicycle. He paid $100, rented a bicycle for a year. Or a car. He rented a car. Whatever. I don't care what it is. He rented a house. The guy rented a house. He paid a year in advance. He paid $20,000 in advance. Whatever it is. Right? Paid a year in advance. $30,000. However much it is. I don't know how big a house it was. And he dies the next day. Does the house automatically go back to the owner? Now the owner just made a lot of money? Or no, now it's Hefker. Whoever does a chazaka in it gets the house for the next 11 months and 29 days. Fascinating question, right? What do you say? That's also a discussion of Machne Ephraim, right? What if the ger dies and another guy comes in as machzik? Then do we say this was mechira, the ger owned it, and then when he died, it's Hefker, and whoever got it owned it? Or maybe since he only had Kenyan payros, then once he died, he lost a sheep. It's only a sheep, but it's only Kenyan payros. It's not even a goof anything. Never goes back to the Balabayas. And what does he think? He thinks that it goes back to the Balabayas. Okay, so here also, clearly if it's a Kenyan goof, then what would you say? You would say, Kol hamachzik bo zacha. Not zacha forever. Zacha for the rest of the year. Right? If you say just kinyan the shiba bi'alma, and that's what it sounds like to the Machne Ephraim, then no. It's zacha bal habayis automatically. This is the Machne Ephraim, and his lashon really sounds like kinyan peiro, shiba. You know, it's not so clear. Yesh l'ayin here. But it seems to me that the Machne Ephraim leads more towards the sides of saying it's a Kenyan Peros, to at least here, the Lashon he uses. Again, this is not the Lashon he uses for himself. He's just saying out the sides and then, like, subtly being Mechriya one way. But listen to his Lashon, Kenyan Peros Levad. He doesn't say go for Peros Sav. Paka Shibudo, he calls it Shibud. It could be that the Machne Ephraim is taking the side, but here's two great Nafkaminas. You know, is it really a Mechriya or not? If it's really a Kenyan, then if he dies, Kol Machzik Bozacha. It's really just a right. Then once he lost his right, it goes back to the owner. There's an owner. If you don't have a right, it's the owner's. And the question of, can he be mochel? If he really is a kinyan, then he can't be mochel. If he really just has a zuchos v'yama, then he can't be mochel. Okay, I just want to tie that back to the discussion we had. Let's just tie it up. Tie it up to the discussion we had on Daf Dalid in the Sugya Mesiras Mafteach. Right? What about the nature of Kenyan Chazaka? What's the nature of Kenyan Chazaka? Right? Kenyan Chazaka L'schiras. What did the Gemara say? Kishen Sheh. Remember, this way we said it in Shir. Not the way I think it was the Rishash who quoted, or whoever it was who quoted. What? Karban Asana. Not the Karban Asana. The way we said it, but it doesn't really matter. Right, it doesn't matter that much. I just like the way we said it. They have come to sound. Yes. Just like Karka's nicknames because of Shtar B'Chazaka, so too Schira's Karka's nicknames because of Shtar B'Chazaka. Okay. So, what does that mean? The same Chazaka or different Chazaka? I'm saying it my way. If you want to say the Karma Sano's way, it still comes out the same for our purposes. Right? Same Chazaka, different Chazaka. So here we had a bit of a machlokis. Right? Is it the same as Mechira or not? Right? So, if you really view it as more of a Kenyan goth, then you should say same as Mechira. If you view it as no, it's just a sheep would be Alma, then I think very much you could say, right? Or possibly. No, it's much easier than Mechira to do a Kenyan Chazaka. Because you're not really getting something, you're just getting a Tashmishin on something. And where do they come across? This comes across in two Machlokas. A, in terms of Kenyan Al Yudei Shimush, Kenyan through using it, right? What's called Achilas Peros. Lemanda Omar, the Lo Mahani, Lemanda Omar, Delo mehani b'mecher. If you assume that we're some of folks are right, but that just using something, not kinyan chazaka by mecher, you go null gadar paratz. How about for schiras? So what do we see here? I recall correctly, there is a Maharit. Right, this also, it's going to be the H line. There's a, this is the Maharit, says, nope, Lomahani. Nope, just like to buy a field, you need milk other parts and not just using it, so too to borrow or rent a field. Give me a second. As opposed to, we saw the Machne Ephraim, works well with Shitase and the Ktsos, right? Says Mahani. Let me just finish the thought. B, we tie. Why do we tie this into the question of the Siris Mafeya, which definitely doesn't work? What do we definitely? Unless you like the Rashbam, right? Who thinks it does work in general, right? If we say Imtim Zalomar, Imtim Zalomar, Delo Kirashbam, or let's just call it Manda Amar, but this Manda Amar is everyone but a Rashbam, right? Lemanda Omar, Delo Mahani, Bimecher, right? What about Mesiris Mafteach? Lemanda Omar is Lo Mahani Bimecher. So what did Tosos assume? Tosos assumed also Lo Mahani Mesiris. That was Tosos Kasha and Rashi. He said, maybe Rashi, like the Korban HaSan. Well, again, the subtle difference is not important now, right? Rashi, Kederech, HaKorban HaSan. Again, the Korban HaSan will say, no, it's not Chazaka, it's something separate from Chazaka. I'm going to say it's a kind of Chazaka, but it's the same far enough. He says, Mahani, again, if you're going to say it's a real, real Kenyan, then it should need the same standards of Kenyan. If you say, no, it's not a real Kenyan, it's a Shibara, Zachos Tashmish and Bi'alma, Zachos Bi'alma. And even maybe if it's Kenyan Dekel of Hirosav, still, that's so fundamentally different. But certainly if it's just as Chos Tashmish and Bi'alma, I would say maybe I'd lean towards saying no, you know. But yes, then that could explain this machlokas. That Gufler Hirosav would have the exact same standards of Kenyan. Right, okay, that was different. That was whether Kenyan works, not what the standards of Kenyan are. Meaning, that was the other direction. That was how Machmer do you have to be, not how Makil do you have to be. But correct, that's why I would say, Lish Lion Venera, Venera, Dishava Lamecher. I agree. You know, that's what I would lean towards. Now, here comes the Nesivus with a brilliant Einfall. This is a Nesivus of the century. Of a fourth century, his century. What did the Nesivos say that was so brilliant? The Nesivos, okay, by the way, if you look in this, in the Rav Chanan, he brings more enough Gemina, but that's enough for now. What does the Nesivos say? The Nesivos wants to know whether usage is a valid Kenyan or not. He's working off this. Nesivos. And he wants to prove it. He's not interested in Lundus at first. He just wants to improve. So what's the problem? There are good proofs one way and good proofs the other way. There are sugas where it's a valid diuk that usage is not a Kenyan for she'elo schiros. You need to do null gadur parts. There are other sugas where it's a valid diuk mukharf, that usage is achilas peros tashmishin is good enough Kenyan. So he's left with the stira. So what does he do with the stira? And he calls it the machloksi, the marit, and maybe he doesn't have a name on the other side. Marit versus marit and machne Ephraim. Marit and machne Ephraim, right? These are here. He doesn't believe Sos. Marit and Machne Ephraim. And he says they both have Rayas. So what does he do when they both have Rayas? So what does Nesivos do to be Yashinus? Of course, what he could do is just the Docha, get out of one set of Rayas and the other side of Rayas, right? What does everyone do all the time? But what does Nesivos do? What does Nesivos do here? You're not impressed with Nesivos? Could you forget this Nesivos your whole life? I couldn't forget this Nesivos my whole life. I saw this Nesivos, I don't know, the first time I learned the Sugya. Sometime in the early 90s or something, and I don't think there's one day in my life where I forgot this Nesivos. I forgot a lot of things. I'm not so smart. I can't forget this Nesivos. Exactly, says Tvei Dinim. It depends what you want to be Kona. What does the Nesivos do? He takes this and makes it Tvei Dinim. He says the Nesivos, there are two kinds of she'elos schiros. Oh, that's a chiddush already. Say there are two kinds of she'elos schiros. What do you say? There's two kinds. There is, and I think here he means a community growth over here. There is, he might be explicit about this, right? Give me a second. What does he say here? He calls it Shebud. There's Shebud, Shebud Latashmishin. That's what he calls just a kinyan of Tashmishin. And then there is Kinyan Guf Mamish Lapiros. Those are safety.
Kinyan Haguf Mamish. What's he at Mamish? Just to emphasize the Guf Lapiros. And just a Shebud Lainyan Tashmishin.
What does he say? He says you can acquire them in two different ways.
This is Nikneh Al Yedei Shimush. This is Nikneh Rak Al Yedei Na'al Gadar Uparatz.
So how does this resolve the Stiros? The answer is it depends what you want in the Sugya. If you're dealing with the Sugya where all you want to do is use the land, then that's good enough. All the Sugyas which prove that just usage is good enough as a kinyan is because all you want to do is use the land. All the sukkahs that prove you need not of gar parts where you want to do a kinyan chatzar through it, where you want to be kona what's inside it. To be kona kinyan chatzar, you need kinyan of gof.
Oh, did I put this backwards? I did. Why did you yell at me? This is nikneh al yedei shimush reda. This is nikneh rak al yedei na'al gadar parats. And, however, here, Kenyan Chatzer is for the Socher. Here, Kenyan Chatzer, or let's say better. I didn't get the grammar word better. The Chatzer is Kona Le the Socher. And here, the Chatzer is Kona Lemaskir.
Says this Svedinim. It depends what kind of schiris you want. If you want just the schiris of Shibudim, which gives you the right to use it, but you don't own it, you don't have a kinyan, you don't own the $100 bill of floats in there, but you can use it, then you're kona through Shimush. Through Shimush, you're kona, the just abstract right to use it without the gufa davar. But if you want to use it through kinyan chatzar, he says all the sugyas, which the Maharit uses as a proof, that's his brilliance. All the Maharit sugyas are where you want to do a kinyan chatzar with this land. And all the Machane Frying Sugyas are where you don't want to do a Kinyan Chatzar, you just want to use it. Brilliant. If you just want to use it, all you need is a Kinyan Tashmish Mi'alma, Shiva Mi'alma. That you acquire through Achilas Peiros. If you want to do a Kinyan Chatzar with it, then you need a Kinyan Aguf. Get a Kinyan Aguf for a Kinyan Aguf. Now that you need a Kinyan Mamish and not go to Parats. And therefore, resolves all the series says there's actually two types of Schiras. You can pick whichever one you want. You want to do the stronger Kenyan, you get the stronger Kenyan Aguf Mamish. You want to do the weaker Kenyan, you get something without a Kenyan Aguf Mamish.
Isn't it?
But this is out of the round, there is one kind of Schiras. It's a little hard because, like, he doesn't give a hint that he's talking about different kinds of Schiras. Yeah, I'm not so partial to it, although it is still mysterious. Okay. Any other questions?
Isn't that the Ramban, Rebbe? In the Kovetz HaAroth, doesn't he quote that sheet on the name of the Ramban that you have a Kinyan Aguf on the payros? Kovetz HaAroth that you gave us in Yerama.
Remember, we're Edas HaRamban, that it's a Guf LePayrosav. That's a good point. Guf LePayrosav. Guf Kohen LePayrosav. You're right. You have the Ramban here. You're right. He quotes this from the Ramban. Let's add to this. The Kovetz HaAroth quotes it, b'shem the Ramban, that it's good for Pirosov. Okay, good. Not the Tzvedin and the Sivas, but one of the Tzvedin. That's a good one. You're right. I should have pointed that out. I even have it underlined here. Good. Okay, so that's what I have to say about Sfiras Kanya. If there's no other questions.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Even if it's a Kenyan Aguf, meaning not Aguf Pirosav, that's obvious. What if it's a Kenyan Aguf Mamish, yeah, which is the radical idea of the Rishash? If the Kenyan Aguf Mamish, then you have to say that's part of the Tanai. That's the Tanai. Part of the Tanai is Efri Machzer Kamot Fishu. That's just me. That's a Tanai. It's not that fundamentally you don't have bias. It's just that you have to fill your Tanai. Yeah. Okay. Now I think we're ready to go weiter in the Gemara. We have another 10 minutes. let's try to go as weiter as we can. That means further. Being part of Yiddish too. as much as I, view it as an object. So, says the Gemara. Ready? Amar Rav Yehuda Rav. Hamotzi chametz veisa b'yontav kofa lavasa kli. You're kofa the kli. Amar Rava. Why are you kofa the kli as opposed to doing nothing? Why do you think you have to be kofa kli? Why can't you just leave it there?
Because
to prevent you from accidentally eating it. How do we know? Why do we all know that? Because Amar Rava shall hek to it. Sorry, my time I've been double dilamine. Okay, so obviously hektish, you don't need to put a klik, you're a dilamine. Stam chametz, you do need to put a klik, you're not a dilamine, you might eat it. That's no two ways about it. Okay, that's not the most interesting part. Okay, we'll try to make it a little more interesting. But that's not, why you have to put the klik is pretty clear. The interesting part is why you don't do which two other options? Burn it or? No, why you don't do bittel? Because we have to, it's Eidah versus Shalat, it's too late to do bittel. Why you don't burn it or? Or carry it and either take it outside your house, according to the Ramban and those, if you, okay, there are some curves about this, who assume that once it's out of your house, it's not by your like matze, or even better, why don't you pick it up and destroy it, right? Meaning throw it into the river, right? There is, you can destroy it. All right, so why aren't you sorry fit? Why aren't you metaltal it? Now, I am going to just briefly mention that we already spent a long time on one of these two questions, which?
Why not burn it?
We spent a long time on why you don't burn it. So, we're not going to repeat that. I will just briefly mention. There's a million days in the Achronim, but we saw all the days in the Rishonim. Why? Why not burn it? And one day it was, I'm trying to remember the order we say, which was the Ran and the Tosfos Beinu Peretz, and maybe the Ran and the Tosfos Beinu Peretz. I think we saw both of those. Who says, because they make an okimta, that it's after Bittel. Right? The okimta is, he did Bittel. And therefore, once you're Mevatel, then it's not a Tzorich to burn it. Right? Tosis disagreed, and Suvaso says, still a Tzorich. Rabbanan, they weren't so machbid. They didn't think you have to burn it to avoid one day. You already did Bittel, and therefore, there's no Tzorich to burn. But in a Hanami, if you hadn't done Bittel, you would be allowed to burn it, right? But in low detail, okay, that was one approach. Another answer we had was the Tosfos and Ksuvos was Aser Lisrof Midrabanan Mishum Mokse. Ah, you're right. Really, you could. Mitoch. It's just Aser Midrabanan because of Mokse. Okay, it wasn't so clear. Like, what's the Mokse in burning it? Well, you don't have to move it. You just have to take a match and light it on fire. So either maybe it's just not practical to burn it without moving it, meaning not everything can be burnt in place, at least not without succumbs to the fascists, etc. Or I saw Shlomo Zalman wants to say, no. When you burn something and make it go up in flames, that's considered like moving it. Okay, so answer of Mukta. Then we saw the Ritva. Says the Ritva. He says, and remember that's how we call the stira, and I go back to the stira. He says, because Kevan Shahaya Mitsuva Lisrof Esfol Eino Nechshav Litzorach Hayom. Yes, Mitoch. You're allowed to burn for any tzorach of the day. You can burn to cook food. You can burn to smoke a cigarette in the old days when it was healthy. You could burn to keep warm. You could burn to get light. You could burn for all kinds of tzorachim. But those are all tzorachim of the day. Since you should have done it yesterday, that's a tzorach of yesterday, and a tzorach of yesterday does not count as a tzorach of yesterday's mitzvah. Doesn't count as a tzorach of the day. Just like burning yesterday's kachim, or doing yesterday's bris mila, etc. And then the last thing we had was the Maram Chalava. Says the Maram Chalava, he just says that, when he says that's about the name of days, that Bir Chametz is not called a Tzorach. It's just not called a Tzorach. Nothing to do with today, yesterday, you know, whether it's today's or yesterday's, in any circumstances. In the Kesef Mishnah, right, we put the Kesef Mishnah, I think, together with the with the Maram Chalava. The Kesef Mishnah says, Kesef Hanas HaGuf, right? Says the Kesef Mishnah, right? Why? He doesn't say why, right? Because it's a mitzvah, etc. You know, it's not even why is a mitzvah not Tzorach HaYom. After all, Lulav and Sefer Torah is a is a Tzorach HaYom, so it's not 100%. It's not 100% clear. I don't know if we have this Kesef Mishnah here. Here's the Kesef Mishnah. He says, there's no Tzorach HaYom. Ksat of the mitzvah. No, mitzvah say is not docha, only hanah shave l'chol nefesh. Right, so, okay, but why is it less than lulav this Sefer Torah? Not so clear. We said maybe because you could do it tomorrow, but that's a little tricky because, okay, if you do it tomorrow, then you're doing an Isra meanwhile. So we thought, based on the Kesef Mishnah, right, Yishlomar, like the Kesef Mishnah, She'eino hanas haguf. You're back to the same thing. So we interpret like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I actually saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It was an obscure or just I noticed recently that he reprinted it. He summarized it in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Simen Mem Gimel. Chelik Beis Simen Mem Gimel. And I actually have to apologize. I misquoted the Rav Shlomo Zalman. At the time, I had I mixed them up with someone else. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Chelik Beisim and Mem Dalet. I apologize. Chelik Beisim and Mem Dalet. Tinyana Mem Dalet. There's different versions of Chelik Beisim and Rav Shlomo. This one's called Tinyana Mem Dalet. Chelik Beisim is a little different than Tinyana. It's very confusing. I don't know why. I'm sure it's a reason, but I'm sure it's not a good reason. The Tinyana Mem Dalet, he actually says everything that I said was based on him. He actually said it all Mefurish. What does that mean? Maybe what that means is he could go through a few possibilities, right? Ulai kavanasa, it ain't no shimush chiyuv ella, right? Ella hasaras davar shlili. Right, you're just getting rid of something bad, you're not doing something, and therefore that's not considered a use. A use, like ochel nefesh, it's not the literally an asa guf. If I'm picking up the lulav, that's also an asa guf. It's not a physical anah, but I'm using it in my guf. I'm using the Sefer Torah with my guf, my ears, my eyes, etc. Here I'm just getting rid of it. Okay, these are the sort of four approaches that we had. The question that we have to deal with, which we're sort of running out of time for, is the more interesting question of... Why not be metaltel it? Which, again, maybe getting out of your house is enough, or even getting out of your house is not enough, right? It could be getting it out of your house is good enough, like the Ramban. It could be all the Achronim and various explanations, like maybe getting your house is not good enough because it's not my kind of Tashbisu, or maybe once Pesach already started and there's a song Kuski Luber Shuso, it's not enough to get it out of your house, or just be metaltel, be mefarer. The Zorah L'Ruach, it's a big machlokas, whether that's allowed on Shabbos Yom to be a farz or a biyam. Everyone agrees that's mutter. Throw it in the Beis HaKisei, there are lots of things you can figure out how to do with it to destroy it with Hora on Yontif. Why not just be metaltel to get out of the Yisr? And this is, I guess, just the small thing that we have to. There's a lot of makoros here, but it's not so complicated. So maybe we'll just have to pick up with that Amir Tzashem next time, but it's going to be very quick. So let's pick up next time with really sheet 25. All I did was Chazar something from a long time ago. I forgot how long ago. What are we going to discuss on sheet 25? We're going to discuss why you can't be metaltele. Then we'll discuss the next line in the Gemara of the Mechitza Kvasara. And then I want to go on also to the next Gemara. I'll send it Makoros about Mefarish and Yotze Vishayara. Vichuli, very, very fascinating. So, yes, we'll pick up with that in Mitzvah Hashem next time. Okay.